The French President François Hollande has promised to destroy the Islamic State group in the wake of Friday's attacks in Paris. In a rare address to both houses of parliament, he said France would step up its aerial bombardment of IS in Iraq and Syria. At home, 2,000 extra police would be recruited, and the constitution might be changed to give the police extra powers.
We're not involved in a war of civilization, because these murderers don't represent any civilization. We're in a war against jihadist terrorism, which threatens the whole world, not just France.
In his speech, President Hollande said the Paris attacks had been planned in Syria, but prepared and organized in Belgium. Investigators believe the key figure may have been Abdelhamid Abaoud, a 27-year-old Belgian of Moroccan descent from the Brussels district of Molenbeek. He's thought to be fighting with Islamic State in Syria. World leaders meeting at the G20 summit in Turkey have said a unified approach is needed to defeat the Islamic State group. In a statement, they said they were committed to tackling the funding of terrorism, in part through the greater exchange of information between governments and targeted sanctions. There's growing pressure from some politicians in the United States to suspend the admission of refugees from Syria following the attacks in Paris. The governors of more than a dozen states have said they'll refuse entry, although correspondents say it's unclear whether they have the power to stop people crossing state lines. From Washington, here's Jane O'Brien.
The State Department says the US remains committed to receiving 10,000 Syrian refugees next year, but a growing number of mainly Republican governors say they won't be welcome in their states. As President Obama, speaking at the G20 summit in Turkey, urged Americans to remain welcoming and not to give in to such dark impulses, Rick Snyder of Michigan became the first governor to object, citing the threat of terrorism.
The British Prime Minister David Cameron has announced that Britain will spend an extra $3 billion over the next 5 years to boost the fighting capabilities of special forces such as the SAS. Speaking in London, he pledged that the UK's response to the Paris attacks would boost both its hard and soft power. He also said the root causes of terrorism needed to be tackled.
We have to stop it at the start. Stop this seed of hatred even being planted in people's minds, let alone allowing it to grow. And that means confronting the ideology with our own liberal values, exposing this extremism for what it is, a belief system that glorifies violence and subjugates its people, not least Muslim people.
World News from the BBC. Security forces at a refugee camp outside the Somali capital Mogadishu have killed 11 people queuing for food aid. The mayor of Mogadishu said some suspects had already been arrested. Officials said men from rival militias acting as security at the camp were arguing about who was in control of the aid distribution when shooting broke out. U.S. surgeons say they have carried out the world's most extensive face transplant, including the patient's entire scalp, ears and eyelids. Doctors in New York performed a 26-hour operation on Patrick Hardison, a firefighter injured in a house fire as he tried to rescue a woman. The plastic surgeon who led the team, Dr. Eduardo Rodriguez, paid tribute to those brave enough to undergo the operation.
This is not an operation that's for everyone. It's for very courageous individuals, but now we have proven that the technology, the ability to transplant the faces has advanced.
A mining company in Brazil, Samarco, has agreed to pay at least $260 million in compensation for the collapse earlier this month of two dams. The accident caused rivers of mud to descend on nearby villages in the southeastern state of Minas Gerais, contaminating drinking water through a vast area. 11 people were killed, 12 are missing, presumed dead. Last week, the company was fined more than $66 million by the Brazilian Environmental Agency. The former Argentine football star Diego Maradona has left hospital in Venezuela after undergoing gastric bypass surgery. Doctors had warned him that he was 75 kilos above his ideal weight. Maradona had a similar operation 10 years ago, but has since put on weight and developed health problems.